This is Ian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 2nd of February, and I want to talk today about the National Audit Office report that has been published on the performance of the government in relation to the compact that it has undertaken with the third sector in this country. And you may have seen the headlines to the effect that in 40% of all the consultations run by the government departments that the National Audit Office examined, in 40% of them, the 12-week rule wasn't observed. Now, the 12-week rule is a very important element of the compact. It's because the third sector feels it needs the time to examine and to consider and to work out its position on proposals that go to consultation. And it is an astonishingly high figure that 40% don't meet that time scale. Even more disturbing, in over half of those, the government has not even bothered to explain why it fails to meet the standard of the compact. And the reason why this is important is that it is as a totemic illustration of commitment to something that the government has undertaken and agreed to. Now, in the Institute, we've been thinking for a while that it's time to look again at some of these timescales. Yesterday, I happened to be spending the day reviewing the impact of judicial reviews on consultation, and including the Birmingham City Council case on social care. And we're coming to the conclusion that the traditional method of taking 12 weeks to consider proposals may not now be the optimum. Now, none of this is to take away from the scandal that, quite rightly, the third sector sees as being manifest in the government's failure to observe such a cardinal provision of its own compact. But our view might now be that it's time for the government to look again at its own code of practice and, therefore, by extension, the compact itself. Is the 12-week rule still the right yardstick by which to judge the appropriate timescale needed to consider important new proposals? Everything's moving faster, and with the pressures on budgets and for change, it could be that it's time to look again at it. In the meantime, I suspect the third sector will rightly complain that its compact is being disregarded, and I hope that the government will respond positively and seek to mend its ways in respect of this rather important factor. This is Rian Jones from the Consultation Institute, and no doubt we'll return to this subject anon.